How long have you been banging on Paul's door to get in?
Feels like forever. It's never easy to sit here and watch your team, play good hockey. So, excited for the opportunity, and hopefully I can go.
Tried hard to talk him into it last night?
Yeah, I was hoping to get one in before we went on the road, but, it is what it is.
What do you look forward to most into that first game tomorrow against Montreal?
Getting that first shift out of the way. It's another hockey game. Just excited just to, get back with the boys.
You actually get some butterflies when you're out for a while there?
Well, just excited to get back to work finally. Yeah. Enough banging around in the weight room. Let's get back to work.
The injury seemed kind of innocent. Can you tell us a bit about what happened?
Yeah, it was pretty much innocent. It was pretty innocent. It was just, going in the corner and, skate on skate and a little banged up.
Dustin, when you miss 15 games and you're trying to keep yourself ready, was conditioning an issue? And is there a possibility it could help you down the road?
I think the break's been, actually really good. Just going to get ready for the back end of the season and, go back into it.
Do you feel like you're sort of in top shape even now?
I always feel like I'm in top shape.
Any concern about any lingering effects going in? I know that Paul doesn't intend, obviously, to ease you back in terms of minutes.
No, it's felt good. It's been good for a week or so now, so hopefully everything just goes good.
Were you bored? Did you get some ice fishing in at least? Or?
I've been out there a couple times. Starting to get a little bored around here. Weather could have been a little nicer, but it is what it is.
Is it a good year for ice fishing out there?
No, it's not the greatest year.
For you to come back in the lineup now, and don't know what the status is of Josh, but obviously to leave the game yesterday, how critical is it that you get back into, that you're able to get back into that lineup tomorrow, given another big minute?
Yeah, I mean, it's, someone like that always goes down. It's never easy to, watch him and, last night sit beside him in the locker room. It was, a little different. I think, whoever kind of has gone out in this lineup, we've kind of filled it with somebody. So, hopefully I can come in and do the same.
What does it say about this group that you guys have been able to? I mean, it just seems that whoever's gone out, whether it be Blue Line or last year, even when Mark went out, that you guys don't seem to really miss a beat, you guys are able to carry on.
I think that just comes down from the coaches to, everyone in the room, just knowing that, here's a new opportunity for someone else to step in and, prove what they can do in the NHL.
If Paul needs 24 minutes from you tomorrow, are you capable of that tomorrow?
I'm not going to be happy.
Not enough. Anything you can do, Dustin, to get Patrick Laine going?
He'll get through it. It's, everyone goes through it in their career somewhere, sometime. And, he's playing, fine. I think I've been watching him closely, and, there isn't much that, there's things that happen that you just got to let it go.
He looks like he's getting a little impatient. Is there any advice you can offer the guy? He hasn't been around as long as you have.
He's been doing fine. He doesn't need anything. It just needs finally to bounce off his head or something.
That's how you end a slump.
Yeah.